237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and we're going to try and help you to get motivated. I know the weather has not been in anybody's favor all over the country. The weather's been colder than normal, even in the south. The northeast, with that snowstorm on April Fool's Day, has really set things back. But it's melting, and before long, you'll have green grass and be able to get back into the garden. To try and encourage you this morning, I have asked Fran Addy. He is from a company called Whitney Farms, and they are based in California. And we're going to talk about some of the new organic products on the market that will help you to have a better garden. Fran, good morning. Okay, we temporarily lost Fran. We apologize for that. But Whitney Farms is a company based in California, and they try and produce fertilizers, potting soils, weed killers, and insecticides that are more on the natural side, products that will help you to have a better garden. And we will talk about that this morning. Also, I'll tell you about a new product. Fran is there? Okay. Fran, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm good. How about yourself? Sorry we lost you there for a second.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. All of a sudden, it went quiet.
Could you tell our listeners, our gardeners, about Whitney Farms?
Well, first let me just say this is a great time of year, and welcome to Whitney Farms. Whitney Farms is a line of products, a full line of products, from soils to controls to fertilizers, and we're very proud of it, and we're very happy with the launch that we've had with the product, and very excited to tell you about it.
Now, Whitney Farms is going to be only available in your local garden center, right?
Yes. It is exclusively for the independent garden centers and hardware stores throughout the country. It's a product line that has been on the West Coast, three, four states out west for many years, and we've brought it through the rest of the states all the way up to your territory.
Wonderful. Can you tell us about some of the natural organic products that Whitney Farms has developed over the years that's now going to be available on the East Coast?
Sure, Paul. It's the world of organics and natural products has been evolving for quite a while, and there have been a lot of nice products available. But most of the growth comes when people hear about it and hear from you and other experts on how to use them. So we want to take the difficulty out of organic products by explaining them and then offering the up-to-date technologies that are coming along in the world of organics and natural products. One that I want to tell you about at this time of year, because we're all getting excited about spring, and one of the first things that happens in spring is you get this boom of weeds in your lawn. And one of the real problems is coming up with some way to take care of those weeds without killing your lawn. And we always said in the organic world that when we came up with a product that was a selective herbicide that was natural, we would really begin to grow the business in the way that other lawn and garden products have grown. And now we have a product that is made from iron, chelated iron. It's quite a remarkable product in that iron is a fertilizer. And everybody has used it for years and years to green up lawns. And there's a great man up in Canada who's developed many of the organic products that we use today. And he was thinking about how to get a control of weed, how to get a weed to die with iron and not affect the grass. And he knew that any time that you use too much of anything, you can kill plants, shrubs, anything. Iron, it's no different. He found that there was a place right in between where weeds are more susceptible to the effects of high iron than grass is. And he found that place where you spray this this liquid product on with this liquid iron onto the weed, and the weeds, you know, lay flat.
Right.
And have what we call them broadleaf for a reason, because they have these big leaves. And when you spray it on there, an amount of iron gets on the weed that doesn't get on a blade of grass that's standing up generally and is much thinner, right? So you're really
right.
Getting more on the weed than you're getting on the grass. And since weeds are a little more sensitive, the weed dies and the grass lives.
So this is the new. So this is some of the new technology of controlling broadleaf weeds without hurting the grass, and you're not using anything chemical. You're using a naturally occurring chelated iron fertilizer.
Yes, sir. Yes. And here's the interesting. And if I get too scientific, stop me. But I get excited about this. When EPA, Environmental Protection, was looking at this, they said, well, you know, this is a fertilizer. We know that it's been used as a fertilizer for many, many years. But it's killing something now, so we need to regulate it. And they did their search, and when this inventor put all of his information together, it became obvious that this wasn't toxic to the weed, although it kills the weed. So this was a real dilemma for them. And they decided to put it under the biopesticide laws, because what in effect it does is iron robs the oxygen from the cells of the weed, and the weed
then,
so it's not toxic, it just has an effect of attaching on to the oxygen in that plant, and then the plant has to die. So it's a fascinating product. It works really well. Now here's the common good stuff. When you put it on weeds early in the season, it works better in temperatures of 45 to 50 degrees than standard liquid weed killers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's quite an amazing statement. So we've got a product that works early, works late. When do you have, Paul, when do you have most of your weeds?
Well, most of the weeds will get active, like dandelions and clover and chickweed, will get moving early. So dandelions, for example, are going to be blooming in your lawn during early to mid-May. And at that time of the year, you're right, it's still on the cool side. And most weed killers do prefer warmer temperatures to actively kill the weeds. So this is a positive sign.
Yeah, it's just wonderful. We're finally there. People who want to treat their lawn organically or treat without traditional, conventional synthetics can now do it and have a great result. And we're real excited about it. So that's just a good way to start the year. But as always, the spring brings the planting and it brings the fertilizing aspect of gardening into play first. And we have a wonderful line of products, and I'd love to tell you about it.
Okay. Can you first tell us the name of this new weed killer that's totally organic?
Yes, it's the Whitney Farms. First, it's Whitney Farms in a beige, light-colored bottle. It's a CDU sprayer, and it's called Lawn Weed Killer. Whitney Farms, Lawn Weed Killer, and has a dandelion on the label.
Terrific. So finally we have something that is safe, and like as far as kids and pets, there's no problem as far as them being hurt with this because it is a fertilizer.
Yes. It, not only that, when you mention the part about the fertilizer, when you think about the overspray, if it doesn't get on the weed, it gets fast, it drips down to the soil. And that's when it works as a fertilizer. It helps. And a fertilizer in the terms of a minor element.
Wonderful. Fran, we've got a real bad connection. So why don't we call it quits for this week, and we'll talk to you when we can get a better landline. We thank you for your time. And
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma. Because of a very mild fall and winter, the moles have had a field day in your lawn and garden. It's time to take action. Bonide Moltox 2 will eliminate moles in your lawn and garden. All it takes is a teaspoon per tunnel and the damage stops. I use it and it works. In February and March, spray your fruit trees, roses, and ornamental with Bonide oil and lime sulfur spray. This product kills the disease spores and the insect eggs that are spending the winter on your plant, and they will not hatch in the spring. Oil and lime sulfur sprays contain no chemicals, and it works.
How many products does it take to protect over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants from pests? Just one. Introducing Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control from Bayer Advanced. Formulated for use on over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants. Just one mix and pour application kills insects and prevents new infestation all season long. Take the guesswork out of protecting your edible garden. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
The problem with traditional lawn weed killers? New weeds keep coming back, and you have to treat them again and again. It's frustrating and costly, but one simple application of Bayer Advanced season-long weed control for lawns kills current weeds and prevents new weeds for up to 6 months. Apply anytime, spring through fall, and spend more time enjoying your lawn and less time weeding it. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions. See product label for kill and prevent weed list.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Club. Sorry for that last interview. We were trying to tell you about some new products, but the phone lines were just all crackling and bouncing around, so we'll try and do it some other day. But this is exciting. This is the first all-organic weed killer that actually works, and it's made with iron, with something called chelated iron. And chelated iron is normally used to help broadleaf evergreens, things like rhododendrons, azaleas, boxwood, holly. And a lot of fertilizers that are made for those particular plants have chelated iron in it. So this is a great discovery, a great find that will kill weeds without hurting your lawn, and it's not a chemical. Don, who's up next?
Up next, we have Dot from Vermont, who has a question about pepper plants.
Dot from Vermont, good morning.
Good morning. Last year, I started some pepper plants in the greenhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And they did fine. They were coming up, and they were just about starting to blossom when it was time to put them outside. I've had six plants. I think one of them had a blossom on it when I put it out. Okay, the one with a blossom on it made a nice little pepper for me. The others grew to about 24, 30 inches tall, nice green, bushy plants. But they had, when they would blossom, the blossoms, little yellow things that just dropped off. So I didn't get any more peppers.
Huh. Okay. Now, were they planted in a garden with full sun, Dot?
Yes.
Okay. And so you started them from seed and
right.
then transplanted them directly to the garden. Were they in pots from the greenhouse or in little cell trays?
I don't remember. They were probably in those little trays that I just, probably the... Either vinyl, yeah, I think they were in vinyl ones that I just pulled out the plant and set in the dirt.
Okay. I think what you want to do is, for this year, if they're in cell trays now, once they get to be about 3 inches in height, what I would like you to do, Dot, is to move them to 4-inch pots. Doesn't matter if it's clay or plastic or whatever. But what I think happened is that your pepper plants became pot-bound. And when they become pot-bound, then you have a problem with them not producing fruit. I've had that happen in the past. And what I do now is I buy seedlings early in the year, and I will not buy pepper plants that actually have fruit on them when it's the time to put them out into the garden. Those plants are all stressed out. They're in a small, like a cell, a six-pack. And they've been in there too long. And by the time they recover, they've missed out on one or two of the sets of flowers on that plant. So when they get up to be 3 to 4 inches, move them to a bigger pot and give them a lot of heat. This past season, I used a landscape fabric in my vegetable garden, black plastic, and I put my pepper plants, slit a little hole in it, planted them directly in the black landscape fabric, and my pepper plants grew to be 4 feet tall, a good 2 feet in diameter, and I had the best pepper plants that I've ever had. But I bought them in six packs when they were small. I transplanted them into 4-inch pots to give them room to grow and room for the roots to mature, and they did much, much better. So I think they were just stressed out, they got pot-bound, and they never recovered properly. So transplant early, and I think you'll see a big, big difference.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin. Just one of 11 great songs from the album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-E-L-Y-N. Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plant a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club, 800-259-9231. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is Maria from Cape Cod, who has a question about Montauk daisies.
Maria from beautiful Cape Cod, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for taking my call. I'm the lady who brought you the olive oil at Mahoney's last year.
That was good olive oil, too.
Great. I have a question. Can I cut my Montauk daisies right now? Or how far down can I go?
Okay.
And my next question is, can I plant some beets and... I'm trying to think. Spinach and sugar snap peas at this time of year.
Okay. On your Montauk daisies... I have just cut mine down to about 3 inches. And this is a good time. On Cape Cod, you didn't get any snow, so your ground is pretty much clear. And you want to start to clean up all of your perennial beds right now. So the Montauk daisy comes to about 3 inches. There's plenty of buds on those stems, and they will bush right out, and they'll get going. Peas... yes, I would get them in the garden right now. South of Boston, it is the time to get started. Spinach, I would wait until at least the 15th of April before you get started. But if you want, Maria, you could take beets and spinach and stop them indoors in a seed tray that would give you a head start on the growing season. And then by the middle to the end of April, maybe even by May 1st, your beets will be up a good inch in height. So will your spinach. Then you can pull them apart, separate them, and transplant them into your garden. I've had very, very good luck transplanting beets that way. In areas where the beets come in too thick, I'll take a trowel, dig up the clump where the beets are just way too close together, transplant them 2 inches apart in like a staggered row, keep them nice and wet, and those beets have done tremendous. And by doing that, you'll get a jump on the season, and you'll have bigger beets. And you can start your spinach indoors now. When it's a good inch in height, transplant that directly into the garden. The garden is still cold. The air is still cold. And you can gain some time by starting them in the house and transplanting them directly in the garden. And then what you can do is, when you transplant them into the garden, do half of the row that way, and then start new seeds in the other half. That way you'll have 2 crops of spinach, one that will be at least 2 weeks earlier than the one that you started by seed, and that will work very, very well for you. So that's a good quick lettuce can be started in the house now and then transplanted into the garden directly. And if you live in northern New England, if you live in New York State, you can actually start your peas in like those cell trays. You can buy at your local nursery or garden center plastic trays, and it looks like egg cartons, as 6-packs, and plant your peas directly into these trays. Let them come up, and then the 1st of May, transplant them directly in the garden, and you'll be way ahead of waiting to plant them in the garden during late April. So you're going to pick up a couple of weeks, and that will give you peas earlier than you've had them in the past. The weather this year is running behind schedule due to the colder than normal weather, and there's nothing we can do. What we can do is to start indoors and transplant into the garden when the weather decides to get stable. But for now, lettuce, spinach, peas, beets, even carrots can be started indoors and transplanted. Carrots, I haven't had as good of a luck as beets, but lettuce, Swiss chard has done very, very well. Thank you for the phone call. Don, who's next?
Up next, this is Barbara from Milton, New Hampshire, who has a question about woodchucks.
Barbara, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. We have a large section, which we used to have, well, it's actually a field, that's actually grown up, and my husband is clearing it out again because we want to put in a family field where okay. My brother-in-law and sister-in-law are coming, and we're all going to plant together. And it isn't in direct access to the house. It's probably a couple of football field lengths with trees in between. We're in a wooded area. And okay. We've had in the past a lot of trouble with, of course, woodchucks. And my husband usually takes care of them. But I was wondering, are there things that we can plant in that area after it's once tilled and worked up again and fertilized that would be less susceptible to the animals, that they wouldn't like it as much as other plants? Or is that just, am I just dreaming? I could be just dreaming.
Yeah, woodchucks will eat just about anything. And to be really, really practical, if you're going to be growing a garden and it's not close to the house, be practical, do it right the first time, get the ground ready, and then buy some wire fencing and put the fencing around the garden, because if it's a nice quiet area, there's no human scent, the woodchucks will go right there. The other thing that you can do that will help, believe it or not, if you have a dog, when you brush the dog, save that hair and spread it in the area near the garden. If you take your dog to be groomed for a haircut, that person who grooms the dog has got all kinds of hair. Ask them to save some hair for you. And you can bring it home and broadcast clumps of it around the garden. It will give a scent that there is a predator in the immediate area of your garden, and the woodchuck is not going to be as active without taking precautions because he smells the dog. So I would give that a try, but I'll tell you, if it's not near the house, there's trees between the house and the garden, and there are woodchucks in the area, even repellents are not going to keep them from going into the garden. You really should think about putting a fence around it, because they're going to work real hard to get this done and get it growing, and the woodchucks will come right in just when you're getting to a point where you think that it's safe, and goodbye. I've had it happen many times to me, and the fence is the only way to keep an animal like a woodchuck out, unless you can find the hole, and then you can use different ways of treating the hole to get rid of the rodent, because the woodchuck is really an animal that will eat just about anything. Tulips, daffodils, flowers of all types, ground covers like Pachysandra, English ivy. If they're hungry, they'll eat just about anything. Think first. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Barbara from New Hampshire, who has a question about a spruce.
Barbara, good morning.
Hello.
Good morning. Tell me about your spruce tree.
I have two Alberta spruce growing near a stone in the cemetery, and they've overgrown. I'd like to know when I can trim those, and can I? And also about lilacs. I have two. They're 8 to 10 years old. They're bushed out, and they're tall, very tall, but no flowers. What can I do?
On your lilacs, are they getting plenty of sun?
Oh, yeah, 8 hours anyhow.
Okay. Have you ever limed them?
I put lime and wood ashes, but no extra food.
Okay. What I would do is I would... how big are the plants? 6 feet tall, you
say? Oh, they're 6 to 8 feet. They've been in there quite a while. One is okay. One bush is in damp area, and the other is in a dry area. So they're different, but they're that tall.
Okay. What I would do is I would use around each plant a good coffee can of lime or wood ash around each plant spring and fall.
Spring and fall, okay.
Spring and fall. Really put that wood ash or lime on them. That will help to neutralize the acidity in the soil. Second thing is to use a fertilizer. A fertilizer like superphosphate, 0-20-0, or a fertilizer that contains mycorrhiza. And the name of the mycorrhiza fertilizer is called Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E, Thrive. And I would do that spring, summer, and fall. It's a liquid that you would mix with water, and I would give them 3 or 4 gallons, probably 3 times a year, to help motivate them to give you a bloom. So, lots of sun. Really try and make that soil sweet with the wood ash or the lime. and get some plant thrive with the mycorrhiza. Now, your Alberta spruce, very dense, very, very compact. And if you put your hand in the middle and you pull the branches apart, you're going to see that that plant only has about an inch of green foliage. Everything from the tips in has turned brown because the green is so dense, it's blocking the light and preventing it from getting to the middle of the plant. I know when you bought the Alberta spruce, it said dwarf, and it is compared to a big Norway spruce or blue spruce that you would plant in your yard. But the dwarf Alberta spruce will get up to be 10 feet in height. It's going to take time, but it will get up that big. So what I recommend that you do at this point is to go to the cemetery during the month of April and dig the plants out. Bring them home, plant them in your yard, and replant with some smaller growing plants. Maybe even another Alberta spruce, but they only grow 1 inch per year. Sometimes a little bit more, but pruning them, there's nothing left because there's only 3 inches of green.
I'm here today with Moonbeam.
Peace and love.
And Sergeant Stryker.
Attend, huh?
To introduce the innovative herbicide, Clear Choice.
I say, nuke them weeds. Kill them all.
Well, Sarge, you're going to love Clear Choice then. It kills over 60 broadleaf weeds.
But I don't just want to kill weeds. I want to kill them dead.
It does. Right down to the roots.
Hey, man, don't kill my grass.
Oh, don't worry, Moonbeam. Clear Choice Weed Killer is a selective herbicide, so it only kills weeds.
That's good karma, bro.
And leaves you with nothing but grass.
Far out, man. But my summer of love includes love for Mother Earth, too.
Then you'll love Clear Choice. It's just as effective, but has up to 85% less active ingredients when compared to traditional herbicides.
Innovation. Yeah.
Clear Choice. Now you can feel good about killing weeds.
Moonbeam, you're all right.
Sarge, hold me.
Stand down, Soder, stand down.
Standing down.
For more information and to get Clear Choice, visit todaysclearchoice.com.
With Scott's four-step annual program, growing a great lawn is simple. Each of the four bags is clearly labeled so you know what to apply and when to apply it. The program grows thicker, greener turf with four feedings a year and protects your lawn against crabgrass, weeds, and bugs. To plant grass seed this spring and prevent crabgrass, purchase the Scott's Step 1 for seeding instead of the regular Step 1. Get your Scott's annual program and Step 1 for seeding now and plant the seeds of a great lawn.
Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
Are you still a traditional smoker?
Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Well, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. It's Sunday morning, and we're going to try and help you to have a great gardening season. Don, who's up next?
Up next, we have Alan from Maine, who has a question about a bonide product.
Alan, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Love your show.
Thank you.
I have a question about Fungonil, the bonide
yes.
product.
Mm-hmm.
Can I use that for the late blight that was prevalent several years ago? I had a problem with it last year also.
Okay. Have you been rotating the area where you've been growing your tomatoes, or are you planting them in the same spot?
Not exactly in the same spot. I do plan to move them to another area about 100 feet away.
Okay. That will help because if you had the fungus in the ground, the spores would spend the winter in the ground and then reinfect the plant if they are in the same area. So relocating them, even if it's just 10 feet away, that would make a big difference. The other thing is once your plants are in the ground, if you can put down a thin area of compost to cover the soil, that would help a great deal. Fungonil will help to a certain point, but what really makes the problem active is temperature and moisture. So if we can have a normal spring without a lot of humidity and rain, that will help a great deal. If you can put your plants so that they have air circulation around them and try to not water overhead. If you can try and water the soil directly. What I do with my tomatoes is I use a soaker system. So I turn on the water drips on the ground without getting the foliage wet. If you have a large garden and you have to use overhead sprinkler, do it in the morning, never at night. If you water after, let's say, 5 o'clock at night, the foliage itself will stay wet all night long. Because the leaves are wet and these fungus spores are blowing in the air, the spore will stick to the wet leaf. Get established, and now you have foliage damage. If the foliage is dry, the spore will hit the dry leaf and bounce off. So it's very important, water in the morning, if it's overhead, that way as the sun begins to get hot, the water will evaporate off of the foliage, and you'll have a lot less of a problem. I use landscape fabric underneath my tomatoes. That helps to prevent any soil-borne spores from getting airborne because the ground is covered, and you can do that with compost, pine needle, straw, some type of organic matter, just to prevent soil-borne spores from rising in the air and infecting. But water and leaf moisture is probably the most important. So water in the morning, never ever at night. If you can water directly on the ground with soil filters or some type of a system like that, that would really help a great deal. And then the fungonil, start early. Don't wait until you see the problem. If the fungus becomes visible, you have a problem. So start by the middle of June. Do it every 2 weeks, and that will prevent the disease from even getting established on your plant. If you wait until it's on the plant and you start to see yellow, red, or pink spots on the foliage, it's in the plant, and then it's just a matter of time. Have a great week. Think spring, the snow will melt, the weather will get nicer, and before long, we will be enjoying all of our gardens. Have a great week, everybody. And Dawn, thank you for all of your help. Bye-bye.